Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome, to Creation Energies with me, Brenda Hoffman. For those of you who would like to read my written blog, which is always different than this one, you can find that at lifetapestrycreations.com, lifetapestrycreations.com. And I post that on Mondays, so most often the show is done on Friday, and the written blog is posted on Monday. So let's see what we get for the next few days. It's a rainy day here. We are busy updating our house, including painting. We have a white picket fence around our house, and now I know why very few people have white picket fences anymore that are wood. It's a lot of work. So let's see what we get for the next few days. Dear ones, simplicity. That's the word for the next few days for you. For indeed, many of you continue to think that you need to read this blog and that blog, or to meditate, or to do this or that. Not that any of that is wrong, but that you are doing it because you think you have to in order to progress, instead of you're doing it as a reinforcer to know that you are not alone. Do you see the difference? Many of you continue to think that you aren't quite enough yet, that you haven't done enough yet, that somehow if you just take this magic pill, whatever the magic pill is, you will be all that you were meant to be. And we will tell you that you already are all that you meant to be, were meant to be, all that you planned for before you entered Earth in this lifetime. And we of the ethers do nudge you along. Sometimes you go a bit astray and we nudge you along, but you get it back on track. You are thinking of this still as someone or something outside of you is the key, even though you know that everything starts within you. Do you see the dichotomy of that? Even so, you continue to think, well, if I take this one class, if I do this one seminar, then I will be all different or all better. And if you wish to do it because it feels joyful, then do it. But if you wish to do it because you think somehow it will make you jump ahead of where you are, that is not true. That just isn't what it's going to happen. So simplicity in knowing yourself. You know, you are popping up out of the soil, and yet you still wish to enrich the soil, you know, with nutrients and whatever. And such is fine, but you're already blooming. You're already outside the soil. You see, that was a preparation you did beforehand. Now it is time for you to flower and bloom. For those in the northern hemisphere, it is spring. So this is an easy analogy. For those of you in the southern hemisphere, it's a bit more complicated, if you will, because you are just going into winter. But know that whether you are of the northern or southern hemisphere, you are beginning to flower. And just as is true for those neighbors who have beautiful flowers, or if you happen to have beautiful flowers, people stop and take a second to look at it, or a minute to look at it, and look at its beauty. And so it is for you now. People are starting to notice your beauty. You know, we have said this before, and such was true, but this is even a more, if you will, productive stage, causing people to wonder how it is possible that you are comfortable within yourself, given all that is going on throughout the globe. and throughout maybe your life or other lives. How can you be so serene? And you're saying, well, I'm not serene. I get angry, I get upset, I cry, But overall, that being upset, that peace, does not last for days and days or weeks and weeks or hours and hours. It is, I'm very mad. Oh, and then look over here. There's something to do. Okay, I'm fine. Now, some of you are saying, no, that's not how I am at all. We are saying you are. Is if you would remember to your past emotional ups and downs, they were much more staccato, much more dramatic, and lasted much longer. So it is that you're evolving and you don't even notice how you're evolving. And think of it this way, and this might help you understand. Say you are a seedling below the earth, and you have to fight and push to get to the top of the soil, and then there's just a little green portion showing, and you still have to push and fight, and then you bloom. And the fighting is over, you see? The fighting is over. For you are watering your beautiful plant. You are making sure it gets enough sun. Do you see? Now you are in self-care, and you're doing a wonderful job. Before, you were struggling to be where you are now. The struggle is over. Now, many of you are saying, well, that doesn't mean I'm happy all day long. That doesn't... No, it doesn't. It merely means that you're this beautiful flower and the sun went behind the clouds for a few seconds and you're saying, oh, I wish I could be bathed in the sun again. And so it is. That is what is happening to you. That is what has happened to you. You're no longer beneath the surface pushing to get out. You are there. And so your emotions are much less than has been in the past. But you're saying, well, what does that mean? So how do I fit into this world that's so chaotic now? What happens to me? What happens to this beautiful flower? Will I get trampled on? No, no, and no. You are stronger than those who wish to tramp on you. Oh, you might move aside. You might bend a bit, you know. But you're not going to break. Your stock is stronger than that. You're not going to break. And that is what many of you are afraid of, or fear, is that you will be broken. Your beauty will be broken. But by the chaos of the earth. And we will tell you no. No. For you are guarded not only by yourself, but by the universes. For you have become a beautiful garden. A garden that people want to view, want to observe, and want to emulate. You know, many people are starting to say, oh, look at her, or look at him. I think I want to go home and start a garden like that too. And so it is. You are the beautiful new flowers. Now, you're saying, even within your household, there are people that are trying to, if you will, destroy you, to make you fear again, make you angry, make you... Yes. And yes, of course. That does not mean that changes who you are. Do you see? You are still the beautiful flower. And yes, you might get angry a bit. You might be sad. You might be... But you have the central focus of your beautiful flower. So those feelings do not last for long. Your spring has sprung, as it says, as so many say, your spring is here, your flower has bloomed. And we will tell you, this is an everlasting flower. You don't have to worry about seasonal changes. This is an everlasting flower that as one bloom it fades, you will produce a newer and bigger bloom. Do you see what we are saying? Is this is a plant. It is not just one flower. And it is a perennial, if you wish. And this perennial blooms all year long. And each new flower is stronger and more beautiful than the last. For the first flowers will fade as a new, bigger, and brighter flowers bloom. You are out of the dirt. You are showing your foliage, and your foliage is getting larger and stronger and more beautiful with each new flower. Allow that to be. Allow yourself to know that no longer are you under the ground. No longer are you hiding. No longer are you hoping you become someone or something. You are. So be it. Amen. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you next week. Good day.